Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again as we take a dive into the history of jazz, getting information from the internet, from biography.com, getting some information from Jazz Greats magazine, put out back in the 1990s by the Marshall Cavendish Foundation, getting information from the back of album covers, anywhere I can, biographies, to find out more about the early history of jazz. And today, we visit Kansas City. Jazz City, Kansas City. While the rest of America was suffering through the Great Depression, Kansas City was jumping. Musicians flocked to the wide open town where nothing ever closed and no one ever bothered about Prohibition. Great bands were born here, and great jazz musicians challenged each other at marathon after-hour jam sessions. Together, they evolved the loose, swinging, blues-tinged music that came to be called Kansas City style. And let's give you a little example of that Kansas City style by the one and only Count Basie. I'm going to listen to a track called Topsy by Count Basie on his orchestra, recorded in New York City in 1937. The minor key piece that you'll be hearing is notable for a whole solo chorus from baritone saxophonist Jack Washington, who was rarely featured. A native of Kansas City, he had been a colleague of Basie since the Motown days. The other soloists here are Buck Clayton on trumpet, Herschel Evans on tenor, saxophone, and Basie, of course, on piano. So let's listen to Topsy, just to let you know some of the featured artists on this recording. Some of the featured musicians on this recording are Ed Lewis and Bobby Moore and Buck Clayton playing trumpets, George Hunt, Donna Minor, Eddie Durham playing trombones here, Earl Warren on alto, Lester Young, Herschel Evans on tenor, Jack Washington on baritone, Count Basie piano, Freddie Green doing guitar work, Walter Page on bass, and the infamous Joe Jones on drums. Let's listen to Topsy, recorded in 1937 on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you. That was Count Basie doing Topsy. Now, two major rivers, the Kansas and the Missouri, and seven main railroad lines meet at the place once called Kansas Landing, but known since 1889 as Kansas City. This is where the West began, where pioneers and gold prospectors disembarked from riverboats and started their overland journeys westward. The grain harvests of the Midwestern prairies were bought, sold, and shipped here, while cattle driven north from Texas to Dodge City, Abilene, and other legendary cow towns arrived by rail at the Kansas City stockyards, either to be turned immediately into steaks or forwarded to Chicago to suffer the same fate. All this coming and going led Kansas City, known as KC, to be dubbed the Crossroads of America, a supreme example of what one historian calls a transport cities. Other big transport cities of the 20th century America, the ports of New Orleans and New York, the railhead of Chicago, provided the early social history of jazz in a nutshell, as well as a history of urban squalor, racial conflict, and criminality. All right, let's continue with the music. Let's listen to Benny Moten. And this will be Benny Moten doing Get Low Down Blues. And we have some fine, fine people on this particular track, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, the famous Camden, New Jersey, 1928. And it features Ed Lewis and Booker Washington on trumpets, Thamon Hayes on trombone, Harlan Leonard on alto sax, soprano sax, and clarinet, Woody Walder on tenor sax and clarinet, Jack Washington on baritone sax, alto sax, and clarinet, Bernie Moten on piano, Leroy Berry on banjo, Vernon Page on there's a tuba, and Willie McWashington on drums. Let's listen to Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra doing Lowdown Blues on the Jazz Treasury.
Benny,
what do you want?
Stop that ragtime. Let's get real low down. Do 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 do. La da 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 da. Scoot do 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 do. Get it. Do 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 da da da.
Thank you.
That's the Lowdown Blues. The opening patter, Stop That Ragtime, Let's Get Real Lowdown, could have stood as the manifesto of Kansas City jazz. The whole piece, which is essentially a loosely structured series of solos on the 12-bar blues, encapsulates the KC way of doing things. The soloists include trumpeter Ed Lewis and baritone saxophonist Jack Washington, both of whom later played with Basie, while future band leader Harlan Leonard is on alto saxophone. Now, men came to transport cities to do business, be they cowboys or shipping magnates, and afterwards, they liked to have fun, which usually meant drink, gambling, and prostitutes. All of these were readily available in KC, since two of these diversions, and all three of them during Prohibition, were illegal. They were supplied by criminals, and since it was in no one's interest to discourage business, the line between legal and illegal ceased to be observed. Fortunately, drink, gambling, and sex often required musical accompaniment. In the period when jazz was developing, this meant live music. The hours might be long and the pay uncertain, but there was never any shortage of work for musicians in a transport city.
The Jazz Treasury Podcast is devoted to exhibiting the best of jazz history in the format of an auditory tour of America's richest indigenous music. Bi-weekly, a different aspect of jazz will be presented. It may be a portrait of a musician such as Duke Ellington or John Coltrane. It could be a specific instrument like the bass or trumpet. We may visit a jazz city like Chicago or New Orleans. Other exhibits will focus on genres such as bebop or swing. Your curator and tour guide, Rich Sylvester, has over 40 years of jazz background to share. So, whether you've just begun to explore the art of jazz or consider yourself a connoisseur, tune in to the Jazz Treasury. The Jazz Treasury Podcast is always open.
Let's move on. Some swinging times in KC. Let's listen to Jay McShann. And this is Jay McShann doing and his orchestra doing the Jumpin' Blues. And it might sound a little familiar, the Jumpin' Blues. We have some names that may sound familiar to you in this orchestra, in Jay McShann and his orchestra. We have Bob Merrill and Orville Miner and Bernard Anderson on trumpets, Joe Baird, Lawrence Anderson on trombones, Charlie Parker and John Jackson on alto, Bob McBain and Fred Gulliver on tenor, Jay McShann on piano, Leonard Enos on guitar, Gene Rainey on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums, and Walter Brown doing vocals, recorded in New York City in 1942. Let's listen to Jay McShann and his orchestra, The Jumping Blues, on the Jazz Treasury.
Tells you that she's gone to stay. If your woman tells you that she's gone to stay, don't drink no whiskey, just drop your blues away. You can't drown no trouble, boy, that's all a lie. You can't drown no trouble, boy, that's all a lie.
I'll be drumming the blues until the day I die.
The Jumpin' Blues, 1942, recorded in New York City. You're listening to Jazz Treasury, and right now we're visiting Kansas City, the Jazz City, Kansas City. Most of the recording was done in New York City, but the musicians were Kansas City-based, like Jay McShann. McShann led the earthiest and most blues-orientated of all the KC big bands. This number, the Jumpin' Blues, sums up its strengths. McShann's own rolling piano, Walter Brown's plaintive blues voice, the interlocking riffs of brass and saxes, and of course, a solo by 22-year-old Charlie Parker. The opening phrase appeared later as the first two bars of Parker's tune, Ornithology. Well, jazz came early to KC, early enough for the city's superintendent of schools to declare in a speech to 1,000 teachers in 1922, "This nation has been fighting blues for a long time. I am just wondering whether jazz isn't going to have to be legislated against as well." Even as he spoke, bars, dance halls, and cabarets were opening for business, and musicians and jazz entertainers of all kinds, players, singers, and dancers, were pouring into town. As for Prohibition, saloon owners did not even bother to take down the old signs advertising whiskey and beer. Now, from the very beginning, Kansas City jazz sounded different. The clarinetist, Garvin Bushell, arrived there with a traveling show in 1921. More than 40 years later, he recalled that the bands in the Midwest then had a more flexible style than the Eastern ones. They were built on blues bands. They also had done more with saxophones in Kansas City. Most bands included a saxophone. They just played the blues, one after another, in different tempos. This neatly sums up the three main features of KC jazz. It was loose-limbed, very strong in the saxophone department, and packed with blues. Let's move on. How about Joe Turner? Raise your hand if you have heard of Joe Turner. Very good. Great vocalist, by the way. We're going to listen to Johnson and Turner Blues, recorded in 1945, once again New York City. And this features Frankie Newton on trumpet, Don Byas pops up a lot on tenor saxophone, Pete Johnson, great pianist, Leonard Ware on electric guitar, Al Hall on bass, and Joe Turner doing vocals here, and Harold Doc West on drums. Let's listen to Johnson and Turner Blues on the Jazz Treasury.
So sad. out, yeah.
Johnson and Turner Blues featuring Joe Turner. As a teenager in Kansas City, Joe Turner would hang around outside the nightclub where Pete Johnson was playing piano. Soon, he was sneaking in, disguised in his father's hat and a mustache drawn with his mother's eyebrow pencil, and before long he was working there as a singing barman. This typical performance comes from early in the long, productive Johnson and Turner partnership. Joe Turner, Johnson and Turner Blues. Now, in Kansas City, the Reno Club had a balcony above the bandstand where patrons could get high on the rising marijuana fumes. And the epic jam sessions contest between Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young is reenacted in the 1996 Robert Altman film, Kansas City. Craig Handy plays Hawk and Joshua Redman plays Lester. Let's move on with some more music. We're going to listen to a superstar band, I think. And this is with the Kansas City Six, Pagin' the Devil. And it features Buck Clayton on trumpet, Lester Young on clarinet, Eddie Durham on electric guitar, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Now that's six top-grade musicians. Look up any of those if you're new to jazz, and you'll find some great jazz, a lifetime of jazz there. This was recorded in 1938. Once again, New York City, let's listen to the Kansas City Six, Page and the Devil. Thank you. Page and the Devil. Walter Page's bass takes the lead in this subdued, mysterious-sounding blues played by six members of Basie's band. Lester Young is on clarinet here for a change, and trombonist Eddie Durham delicately fills out the rhythm section on his second instrument, the electric guitar. Kansas City musicians bought to jazz that lithe, easy lope, which is the essence of swing, while their music spoke with the unmistakable accent of the blues. With their riffs and head arrangements, they loosened the stiff formality of big band music and allowed soloists much greater freedom. It was the example of KC musicians, which moved jazz style on from the heavy banjo and tuba beat to the smooth, subtle rhythm of the modern era, generated by guitar and string bass. Well, thank you very much for listening for this episode of the Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester. Next time on the Jazz Treasury, we wander off to 52nd Street, New York, home of the Cotton Club and Cafe Society, the Apollo and the Paramount Theaters and the Savoy and the Roseland Ballrooms was the breeding ground of new jazz styles, a mecca for musicians and the machine room of the recording industry. New York was where jazz got smart. So next time on the Jazz Treasury, we'll be visiting 52nd Street. Until then, enjoy the jazz.